Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Dr. Bryce Evans, hello, how are you?
Hello, Mikey. We have a new government being signed in today.
Do you remember our jocular conversation on election night when you called up the BFM election coverage?
Yes. I had had a glass of wine, so I can't quite remember what I'd said at that stage.
That's the spirit. That's all we want from our political pundits on election night, eh? I don't even remember what I said. I thought we were just having fun. I enjoyed the conversation. But hey.
Yeah, I think I said on that night that I still thought there was a chance of a Labour-led government coming out of all this, actually.
I think you did.
Yeah, and here we have it.
They're
going to the Governor-General's office today, I believe, and their residence, and being signed in. So it's a big day.
They seem very happy, don't they? Since it's been announced, it's nothing but smiles. And I've never seen James Shaw look such. He looks like a little kid who's just won Best Student, doesn't he?
Well, look, these people have been trapped out of power. The whole left have been trapped out of power for the last 9 years. And so emotionally, this is huge to suddenly have your hands on the levers of power and on the budgets and, you know, everything. You can actually do things and change the world in the way that you want to. Supposedly you want to, you know, change it. So, they should be happy, absolutely. And there is a lot of, polarisation around the country at the moment.
Wow, yeah, that was going to be my next question. Yeah,
people are celebrating, people are mourning, you know, there's some strong feelings around this. And, you know, so should it be. I mean, it's a change of government and you've got one lot, the left, winning power and getting to transform society. And you've got the old lot, the right, having had it grasped away from them by Winston Peters. So, yeah, we should be arguing and having a bit of emotion about this, I reckon.
I've been sampling a little bit of talkback just over the last couple of days, just little bits and bobs, but, man, it's at the moment. It's just that there's a sour taste. I'm sure that if it had gone the other way, there would be just a sour taste, but there does seem to be a particular viciousness to the the disappointed supporter of National or National New Zealand First Coalition, do you think?
Well, I mean, there's absolutely nothing illegitimate about this government, but you have to admit that it is an unusual situation having National getting such a high amount of the vote but not being in government. So I can understand those National supporters feeling a bit...
A couple of months before, there was good, honest discussion between folks on the street about that. Well, I think the Labour Party is about to completely crumble into nothing. And
exactly.
You know, like if you want to sort of see some amazing electioneering and some amazing drive, you've got to really give it. I'm a Labour fan, but I just think the couple of things that have stuck out for me, and that's one of them, is that was, you look back at it, no matter what party that was that had done that, that's amazing that they pulled that off.
Oh, absolutely, you know? This will go down in textbook history as an amazing turnaround for a political party, installing a new leader just weeks before the election and going on to have this amazing victory. So, and of course, looking at, you see the new ministers that have been announced yesterday and what portfolios they have, it's all working quite well. I think it's quite a brilliant lineup that Ardern has managed to put together.
From potentially a hall of so-called losers. You know, exactly. A couple of months ago.
Exactly.
Crazy,
so,
eh?
These people are looking confident, and I think they are in really good positions. Jacinda Ardern has managed to put them into some, you know, great portfolios where they can do a lot of heavy work. David Parker's the real surprise to me. He's been given some big portfolios and ones in which he has to work with both the Greens and New Zealand First. So people are calling him the linchpin of the coalition.
Wow. He's
the one.
He's quite well liked, though, isn't he, David Parker?
Yeah, but most importantly, he's well liked by the Greens and New Zealand First.
Yeah.
So he actually gets on with them the best. And therefore, I think he's going to be quite the powerhouse and important player in this new government.
Have you? I watched once the announcement was made that genius, just the way that he held his hands on a string, didn't he, Winston Peters? That was just the whole nation all standing there with clenched buttocks. And once that was announced, though, I watched a lot of the interviews that Jacinda was had to sit through and had to deal with. And man, people were. It seems like maybe it's because of the fact that it was such a surprise to so many people that there was such a demand for change and that they did manage to get their shit together, that it seemed every person interviewing her seemed to be wanting to pull apart this, you know, to find what is the key to this puzzle to make it all fall to pieces. What can I, you know, maybe they haven't done this, maybe they're just fluking it. And you could really see the tension ratcheting up on some of the interviewers just trying to find a weak spot in there.
That's right, and she's been so calm and steady under the pressure of all this, which is really what makes for quite a strong politician, but for a prime minister, they need to be able to take all the intensity and just let it, you know, suck it in and sort of be able to take the advice of people and be able to answer, you know, these hard questions, but also let it go off your back, you know. And she's been able to do this. She hasn't shown any signs of stress. And John Key was quite good at this too. He was very relaxed, as we know. You know, but
yes,
really,
he had so really much charisma.
Yeah, he didn't let the pressure get to him. I mean, whereas you could actually see it with Andrew Little, he looked quite grim at times because he was under intense pressure. Likewise, Cunliffe and Gough and David Shearer before him, Jacinda Ardern just looks relentlessly positive, as she keeps on saying, I think she's going to be quite a success because of that. She's just got that ability to exude confidence and niceness, in fact.
It's nice to, as a recent father, it's nice to actually have a politician you can sort of say, you know, you can sort of say, there's a good one there. That one's a good, you know, she didn't slag anybody in the election. She didn't, you know, regardless of what you think of relentlessly positive, at least she ran a clean campaign and she didn't lie down the camera and she didn't, you know. I think that's something that really stands out for me about her as a politician, is that she sticks to her knitting. You know, it's the same sort of, her drive seems to be coming from the same place it was 5-6 years ago, you know, and you know, she doesn't resort to those old medieval rotten old men tricks.
Well, the interesting thing about Jacinda Ardern is, although not the whole country isn't convinced by her, you know, there's still a lot more people that voted for National, etc. But when polls have been done about you know, whether people trust, you know, particular politicians or how much they dislike politicians, she actually fares very well. So even National Party voters don't dislike her a great deal. Even National Party voters, they might not be, you know, in love with her, but they don't also despise her as much as they have with other opposition politicians that have come in.
Oh, I feel, so, you're making me feel sorry for National Party voters again, because some of them really are. Some of the comments I've read, and some of the things that I've seen, I think it's the end of the world. Some of them, it's like it's just a thing. We'll still be a country.
That's right. Yep.
We're not Mimya. Yeah. Hey, you've got to go, don't you, Bryce?
Yep.
You've got a TV performance to do now?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going on breakfast TV. Yep.
Shoulders back. Right. Bright eyes. Look right down the camera. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mikey. Cheers.
Thanks very much. Okay. Dr. Bryce Edwards.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.